Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Midnight Amen Jungle Mid Base in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're learning how to route it and arrange it so it works with the break instead of fighting it. This is a beginner-friendly jungle and DNB workflow, so we're going to keep it clean, practical, and musical. The goal is that dark, rolling, slightly gritty mid-range bass that feels alive, but still leaves room for the Amen break to do its thing. Before we touch sound design, set up the project, I'd start around 172 BPM. That's a really solid classic jungle and modern DNB tempo. Keep the time signature at 4/4, and if you're using any break samples, make sure warp is on. Now organize your tracks first. This saves a ton of confusion later. Create a drums or Amen track, a sub-bass track, a mid-bass track, an FX or atmosphere track, and then two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. That simple setup makes routing way easier, and it also helps you think like a producer instead of just stacking sounds. Let's start with the mid-bass source. For a beginner, Waveatable is a great choice in Ableton Live 12. You could also use operator or analog, but Waveatable is nice because it gives you quick movement and a lot of control without getting too complicated. Load Waveatable onto your mid-bass track. For the oscillator, start with a saw wave. A square wave can also work, but saw is a little easier for this style because it gives you that strong mid-range edge. Keep unison very restrained. One voice is fine, maybe two if you need a little extra width, but don't overdo it. Jungle bass usually sounds stronger when it's focused. Now shape the tone with the filter and envelope. Try a low-pass filter, something like LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz zone to start, and keep resonance modest. You want movement and character, not a whistly, over-resonant sound. For the amp envelope, keep the attack fast. Decay fairly short, sustain high, and release short to medium. That gives you bass notes that can hold when needed, but still hit with rhythm. Now comes one of the most important parts of the whole lesson, writing the MIDI pattern. A jungle mid-bass usually works best when it's rhythmic and sparse. Not empty, but not crowded either. If the Amen break is busy, the bass should be smart about where it lands. Start with a simple one-bar loop. Think in terms of call and response with the drums. A good beginner pattern might hit on the offbeats, leave little pockets of space, and maybe use one slightly longer note to create tension. You do not need a lot of notes here. In fact, less is often better. If every 16th note is filled, the groove starts to lose its swing, and the break gets buried. A useful mindset here is this: let the bass answer the break. Don't try to lead every moment. If the drums are speaking, the bass should respond. Next, add a clean sub layer. This is where the weight lies. The sub should handle the low end below roughly 80 to 100 Hz, while the mid bass focuses on character and movement above that. On your sub bass track, load operator or Waveatable and use a sine wave. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. No unison, no fancy effects, just a clean centered sub that holds the groove down. If you want, duplicate the mid bass MIDI notes onto the sub, then simplify them if needed. The sub often sounds best when it follows the root notes and holds a little longer than the mid bass. Now we route properly. This is the key to keeping the bass clean. Group the sub bass and mid bass tracks into a bass group if you want a tidy workflow, but more importantly, split their frequency roles. On the mid bass track, put an EQ8 early in the chain and high pass at around 90 to 120 Hz. That keeps the mid bass out of the sub zone. On the sub bass track, low pass at around 80 to 100 Hz so it stays focused. Now each layer has a clear job. The sub carries the weight, and the mid bass carries the attitude. This is one of those beginner habits that makes a huge difference. Stop both layers from fighting over the same space. If your bass sounds muddy, it's often because the sub and mid are sharing too much of the same range. Now let's make the mid bass more interesting. A solid stock device chain for the mid bass track is synth, EQ8, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, auto filter, and utility. Use EQ8 first to clean up any junk. Cut the low end below your high pass point, and if the sound feels boxy, check the 250 to 500 Hz area. That range can get cloudy fast in jungle. If the bass feels dull, you can add a little presence around 1 to 2.5 kHz, but be careful. In DNB, too much mid-range can get harsh very quickly. Then add saturator. This is where the bass starts to wake up. Try a few decibels of drive, turn soft clip on, and compensate the output so you're not just making it louder. Saturation helps the bass translate on smaller speakers and gives it that gritty jungle edge without needing extreme distortion. After that, Use light compression if the bass is too spiky. A compressor with a moderate ratio and just a few dB of gain reduction is plenty. You're not trying to crush it. You're just smoothing it enough so it stays controlled in the mix. Glue compressor can also work nicely if you want a slightly smoother, more glued together feel. Now bring an auto filter. This is huge for movement and arrangement. Automate the cutoff during build-ups, darken the sound for verses, and open it up a bit during the drop. That simple filter motion can make a loop feel like it's progressing instead of just repeating. Finish the chain with utility. Use it to keep the bass centered and controlled. For bass, especially in jungle and DNB, you generally want the low mids to stay pretty mono. If you add width, do it very carefully and only above the subzone. At this point, it's time to make the groove feel human. Vary note lengths. Vary velocity. Leave little note-off gaps. If everything is the same length and volume, the bass line will feel robotic. A jungle bass line should bounce with the break, not sit on top of it like a flat loop. You can also use Ableton's groove pool if you want, but to be subtle, a little groove goes a long way. The point is to make the bass feel like it belongs in the same pocket as the drums. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the track starts feeling like an actual song instead of just a loop. A classic jungle arrangement often starts with an intro that's stripped back and atmospheric, then moves into a drop where the break and bass enter in layers. After that, you want variations every 8 or 16 bars so the energy keeps moving. Then a breakdown or transition. And finally a second drop with a little more energy or a slightly changed bass phrase. A simple layout could look like this. For the first 8 bars, keep it sparse. Maybe a filtered amen chop and some atmosphere, but no full bass yet. Then in bars 9 to 16, bring in the full break and let the sub enter first. After a bar or two, add the mid bass. That staged entrance gives the drop more weight. For bars 17 to 24, change one or two notes or automate the filter a bit to create variation. Then for bars 25 to 32, pull things back, thin out the bass, and use delay or reverb for contrast before the next section. The big rule here is don't leave the same bass phrase looping forever. In DNB, even small changes every 4, 8, or 16 bars make a huge difference. You do not need a new sound every time. Sometimes changing the last note, muting one beat, or opening the filter slightly is enough to keep the ear engaged. Let's use the sends and returns now. Keep the bass mostly dry, but use effects as accents. Put a reverb like reverb or hybrid reverb on a return track, and high pass that return so the low end doesn't get muddy. Use it lightly. A short decay and low mix is usually enough. For delay, echo or delay on a return works great for occasional throws at the end of a phrase or during transitions. The key is restraint. Don't drown the bass in space. Use space as a moment, not as the main sound. Now automate for movement. This is where the track starts breathing. Automate filter cutoff, saturation drive, bass volume by section, and delay send on certain notes if you want little throws. If you're using wave-eatable, you can also automate wave-eatable position for extra motion. In DNB, repetition needs evolution. Without automation, even a good bass line can feel static. Now let's check the mix against the drums. The amen break is fast, busy and full of character, so the bass needs to support it, not smother it. Bring the bass down until the drums feel clear. Then bring the sub up until the groove has weight. Then add the mid bass only until it's audible and exciting, not dominating. It helps a lot to check the whole thing at low volume. If it still works quietly, you're usually in a good place. Use spectrum if you want to watch the frequency balance, and utility to test mono compatibility. If the bass disappears in mono or the low end gets weird, that's a sign the stereo image is too wide or the layers are overlapping too much. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make the mid bass too low. If it sits too far down, it clashes with the sub and muddies the kick space. Second, don't overprocess it. A simple chain often sounds bigger than a complicated one. Third, don't ignore the break. If the bass is too constant, the amen loses impact. Fourth, don't make the low mids too wide. And fifth, always vary the arrangement. A loop alone is not a finished track. If you want to push this style a little darker and heavier, here are a few useful moves. Layer a clean sub with a distorted mid bass. Use resonance carefully for menace, but don't make it squeal. Add tiny pitch movement or glide if the synth supports it. Use controlled saturation or overdrive for edge. And above all, let the bass answer the drums. That call and response energy is pure jungle. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 16-bar phrase with a sub layer and a mid-bass layer. Use wave-eatable with a saw wave for the mid, high pass it at around 100 Hz, and add saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on. Use operator with a sine wave for the sub, and duplicate the MIDI notes from the mid-bass. Make a 2-bar pattern that leaves space for the amen break, then arrange it across 16 bars. Keep the intro filtered, bring the bass in for the first phrase, vary it in the middle, and open the filter a little more by bar 13. The challenge is to make it feel good with the drums without just making it louder. So to wrap it up, you've now got the core workflow for building a Midnight Amen Jungle mid-bass in Ableton Live 12. You chose a simple synth source, split the sub and mid into separate roles, cleaned the frequency range with EQ, added character with saturation and light compression, kept the rhythm aligned with the amen break, and used automation and arrangement to make the track move. Remember the big mindset here, in Jungle and DNB, the bass is not just a sound, it's part of the groove system. If the bass and the break are locked together, the whole track feels alive.